I meant to shorten that scripture. Kenneth, you did a great job reading all those names.
我本来想少读一点，因为里面人名太多了。
When I sent over the information, I forgot to do it. But we're going to be studying all those verses today. We're at least looking at them. But I want to speak to you today on control your anger, because it's just one letter away from what? Danger.
今天我们要学的要控制我们的怒气，因为它与危险仅有一步之遥。
For weeks, a couple had been arguing about buying a new vehicle.
这对夫妻已经吵了好几个星期了，他们想买一辆新车。
He wanted a truck.
这个男的想买一辆皮卡。
She wanted a fast sports car so she could zip through the traffic around town.
对，老婆想买一个跑车。
Now he would have been satisfied with an old beat up truck, used vehicle.
这个男的他就想买一个小卡车，可以就是二手的。破一点也没关系。
But she wanted something new that was way out of their price range.
但是他老婆想要一个新车，但是他们买不起。
And so look, she said.
然后他老婆就说
I want something that goes from 0 to 200 in just a few seconds.
他老婆说我想要那种就是一下子就能从零到二百的。
Nothing else will do, she said.
别的都不行。
My birthday's coming up, so surprise me.
我的生日马上就到了，你得给我准备一个惊喜。
Well, he did just that.
那她老公也就是这样做了。
For her birthday, he bought her a brand new bathroom scale.
在她老婆生日的时候，她老公给她买了一个崭新的体重秤。
It went from 0 to 200 in just a few seconds.
一眨眼就能从零到二百。
And nobody has seen or heard from him since.
那这个人从此就销声匿迹了。
I think he felt her anger.
那肯定是他体会了他老婆的怒气。
We laugh, but anger is no laughing matter.
这个怒气这个事情呢，虽然好笑，但是它是没有那么好笑的。
Anger causes great damage in people's lives.
因为怒气在人生当中会造成巨大的危险。
And we need to control it before it controls us.
我们需要在被怒气控制之前来控制住它。
We need to control it before it does irreversible damage.
否则怒气就会在我们生命中造成不可挽回的损失。
Not only in our own life, but also in our family, in our children, and in all of our relationships, really.
不仅仅是我们自己的生活，也会在我们的家庭当中，在我们的孩子当中造成不可挽回的损失。
But the question is how?
问题就是怎么样才能做到这一点呢？
How can we learn to control our anger?
我们怎么才能学会控制自己的怒气？
How can we deal with the rage that's inside of us?
怎么样控制自己内心的怒火？
How can we handle the frustration that we so often feel?
怎么样去处理我们随时可以尝到的挫败感
？Well, today we're going to continue our study in Genesis, and we're going to look at Genesis chapter 4, where we see God's advice to Cain in handling his anger.
那今天我们就看看创世纪第四章，看看神对该隐的这些忠告，帮助他怎么样，告诉他怎么样才能控制他的怒气。
So we pick up the account in verse 6 where it says, Why are you so angry? The Lord asked Cain. Why has your face fallen? You will be accepted, literally you'll be lifted up, if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at your door, eager to control you.But you must subdue it and be its master.
我们从第六节开始看，耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”
God is saying to Cain, "Control your anger."
神告诉该隐说：“你要控制你的怒气。”
Control your sin before it controls you.
在你的罪控制你之前，你要先行控制住它。
And so we ask once again, well, how?
那我们又会问了，怎么才能做到？
And God says, do what is right.
神告诉我们说，要做正确的事情。
In other words, when you feel angry, behave yourself and do what is right.
换言之，当你感到愤怒的时候，你要约束自己，做对的事情。
Now you can't always control your feelings. There's going to be at times when you feel angry.
我们不能控制自己的情绪情感。
But you can control what you do with those feelings.
比如说，当我们发怒的时候，我们不能控制，但是我们可以控制我们在发怒的时候做什么事情。
God says you can choose to do right or you can choose to do wrong.
神告诉我们说，你可以有两个选择，做对的事情或者做错的事情。
And he says choose to do what's right.
神让我们要做对的事情。
So when you feel angry, do good.
所以当你感到愤怒的时候，做对的事情。
Do what's right.
做好的事情。
And eventually you're going to feel good as well.
做了这些事情，你感觉就会变好。
That's what God told Cain.
那是神告诉该隐的。
He says, if you do what's good, your face will be lifted up.
神说你若做得好 就蒙悦纳。他另一个翻译的方式就是说你若做得对，你的脸就不会再耷拉着。
You'll feel joy again.
你就能感到喜乐。
Now anger leads to depression.
怒气导致抑郁。
That's why God asked Cain, why is your face fallen?
那就是为什么耶和华对该隐说，你怎么变了脸色呢？你的脸怎么拉下来了？
Clinical psychologist and Christian counselor Dr. Paul Meyer says that anger is at the root of almost every depression.
一个基督徒的心理学家，也是一个就是基督徒的学者说，每一个怒气后面都是有每一个抑郁后面都是怒气导致的。
So when you're depressed, you need to ask yourself, who am I angry at?
所以当你觉得抑郁的时候，你首先要问自己，我在对谁有怒气呢？
And when you answer that question, you'll usually find the cause of your depression.
你自己问自己这个问题以后，你就能找到你抑郁的根源。
And so are you feeling depressed these days?
那么这些日子你有没有感到抑郁呢？
Then ask yourself, who am I angry at?
那你就自己问问自己，我在生谁的气？
Figure out who it is, and then do what is right to that person.
你找出那个你生气的对象，然后你要对他做正确的事情。
And right feelings will follow.
然后你就有正确的感觉就会随之而来。
Now, do you need some suggestions as to do what is right?
你需不需要知道怎么样才是做正确的事情呢？
Well, look at Romans chapter 12.
那我们一起看看罗马书十二章。
Verse 14 says, bless those who persecute you.
十四节说，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福。
If somebody's persecuting you, they're making you angry.
如果有人逼迫你们，肯定是让你们觉得愤怒。
And so God says, bless them.
所以神说你要祝福他们。
Write them a thank you note.
给他们写一张致谢的卡片。
There's always something in every life that we can be thankful for.
每一个生命中都有我们值得感谢的地方。
And so look for it and bless them for it.
找到那个地方，被他们祝福。
Verse 17 says, never pay back evil with more evil.
十七节说不要以恶报恶。
Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable.
众人以为美的事要留心去做。
In other words, what God told Cain way back in the beginning, do what's right.
就像神一开始告诉该隐的，你要做对的事情。
Verse 19 explains, never take revenge.
十九节说不要自己伸冤。
In other words, don't get even.
也就是说不要睚眦必报。
To the contrary, verse 20 says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him.
二十节说，你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃。
Somebody that has made you angry, give him or her a plate of cookies.
有人惹你生气了，送给他一盘这个曲奇。
And it says, if he's thirsty, give him something to drink.
那下面说，若渴了，就给他喝。
add a cup of coffee or a cup of tea to those cookies.
那你送饼干的旁边再给他一杯咖啡或者一杯茶。
And verse 21 says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
21节说你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Notice that, conquer evil by doing good.
看英文说的是战胜邪恶，怎样战胜是做正确的事来战胜邪恶。
And so if you do this to the one that you're angry at, that is, if you do what is right, then your face is going to be lifted up. Your depression will be gone, and your joy will return.
就像神说，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？这样就是你若做对的事情，你的抑郁就会消失，喜乐就会回来。
Now that's what God is promising right here in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7.
这就是在创世纪四章七节神耶和华神对该隐应许的。
He asked, why has your face fallen? Why are you depressed?
他说你为什么变了脸色呢？你为什么感到抑郁呢？
He said, do what is right, and your face will be lifted up.
他说你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？蒙悦纳也可以翻译成你就可以脸上有笑颜。
And so, you want to do what is right.
所以我们要做正确的事情。
Forgive them.
原谅他们。
Bless them.
给他们祝福。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Just do something good for them.
给他们做一些好的事情。
Otherwise, your anger is going to lead to depression.
否则你的怒气会导致抑郁。
But not only that, your anger will lead to destruction.
不仅如此，怒气还会导致破坏。
Your anger will not only hurt you, but it will also hurt those that are closest to you.
你的怒气不仅仅会伤害你，更加会伤害你最亲近的人。
And that's what happened to Cain.
这就是该隐身上所发生的。
Verse 8, one day Cain suggested to his brother, let's go out into the fields. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
Cain's anger led to murder.
该隐的怒气导致了谋杀。
It destroyed the one that was closest to him, his own brother.
他毁坏了他最亲密的人，他的弟弟。
And that's what anger does.
那个就是怒气经常做出来的事情。
It destroys those who are closest to us.
怒气会毁灭那些与我们亲近的人。
It causes great damage in the family.
在我们的家庭中造成巨大的伤害。
Now it may not lead to murder.
也许不至于让你杀人。
But it always hurts the ones who are closest to you.
但是经常会伤害那些跟你最亲密的人。
I read of a man who had a real problem with anger.
我曾经看到一个人，他有很大的这个怒气的问题。
He yelled at the coach of his son who played football or basketball in school.
他儿子的这个球队的教练就能惹他很生气，他会对这个教练大喊大叫。
And he'd get so angry that sometimes they had to ban him from the games.
因为他太容易生气了，经常。